Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Last verse of chapter 9, canto 2, is text number 46. And the chapter ends with this 46. 46 says, O King, this is Shukadeva Goswami is ending the chapter by saying to Maharaj Parikshit, O King, your questions as to how the universe became manifested from the gigantic form of the personality of Godhead, as well as other questions, shall answer in detail by explanation of the four verses already mentioned. So what's going on is chapter 9 is called Answers by Citing the Lord's Version. Chapter 8 is a series of questions called Questions by King Parikshit. The questions were asked in chapter 8. Chapter 9, Shukadeva Goswami just went ecstatic at wonderfulness and went down the path of describing Lord Brahma's realization of the Chaturshloki verses, the Lord speaking them. And through, now he's going to draw from those four essential verses and embellished by other things to explain all of his questions one by one, starting with how the Lord in his majestic form, that's the Mahavishnu form, generates universes. He wants to know how he does it. Some of that was described earlier in second canto. There's going to be a review of that coming up in the third canto, details of the process of creation. This whole canto, canto 2, Prabhupada called the cosmic manifestation. There's so much in this canto about the cosmic manifestation, the process of creation. Like there's a whole chapter, Purusha Sukta confirmed. You've heard of the Purusha Sukta prayers, yes? From the Rig Veda. The Purusha Sukta prayers are describing how creation comes into being from Purusha avatars, Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, and Shiradakshaya Vishnu. It describes that, how it happens, Rig Veda mantras. But there are common Vaishnava mantras that are chanted. Gaudiya Vaishnavas and Sri Vaishnavas and Brahma Vaishnavas and many different Vaishnavas, they chant the Purusha Sukta prayers. So the commentary on that is right in the Bhagavatam. Purusha Sukta confirmed. So from the Bhagavatam, it's explaining the Purusha Sukta mantras, or its commentary on it, how the Lord unfolds creation. It's a major topic in the second canto. More of it, because of questions in the eighth chapter, are going to be answered in the third canto. So there's this, he's not immediately answering everything because there's a whole lot of questions. But some of it is explained, including in chapter 10, some very technical things about ingredients unfolding of creation, the process of creation. So, the concluding verse of this chapter is Shukadeva Goswami saying, I will answer your questions one by one with reference to these Chaturshloki verses which I have just now presented to you. And here's the short purport. As stated in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, this great transcendental literature is the ripened fruit of the tree of Vedic knowledge. So through the Vedic knowledge we can understand everything. Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of that Vedic tree. And therefore, all questions that can be humanly possible regarding the universal affairs beginning from its creation, and are all answered in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The answers depend only on the qualification of the person who explains them. The 10 divisions of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10 divisions of Srimad Bhagavatam means the 10 subject matters. There's 10 subject matters in the Bhagavatam. There's 12 cantos. Didn't I mention that this morning? Okay, you're looking puzzled. Okay. There's 10 subject matters, and that's in the first verse of the 10th chapter. That's one place. And in the 12th canto, towards almost the very end, they're again listed. 10 subject matters. So Prabhupada is saying here, the 10 divisions of Srimad Bhagavatam, as explained by the great speaker, Srila Shukadeva Goswami, are the limitation of all questions. And intelligent persons will derive all intellectual benefits from them by proper utilization. End of paragraph, end of purport, end of chapter. So the 10 subject matters that are just about to be introduced, combined with the 4 Chaturshloki verses, are going to be like the springboard to Shukadeva Goswami's answers. Chapter 10 is titled Answers. Bhagavatam is the answer to all questions. And this is answers by citing the Lord's version, the Chaturshloki verses. And then the Bhagavatam expands those Chaturshloki verses to answer questions of Maharaj Parikshit, which are essential questions to understand the science of God. And that's the structure. It gives us an idea of how different parts of the Bhagavatam fit together. And since you're all carefully studying the first canto of the Bhagavatam, I thought that the verses we covered this morning would help you appreciate some of the symmetry of the Bhagavatam, how one thing. The Bhagavatam is linear. Were it linear, then the 13th chapter of the first canto, for example, Vidura goes on pilgrimage, then he comes back. Didn't say anything about what happened while he was on pilgrimage. Just one verse. He goes and he comes back. But then again, in the third canto, what happens while he was on pilgrimage is described. So it's not chronologically linear. But it's like a big masterpiece of art or literary composition, and they're put in particular places for a literary reason, to help us move along with the flow of understanding the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord and approaching the different parts of his transcendental body through the literature of the Bhagavatam. In other words, the glorification of Uddhava found in the beginning of the third canto is what happened when Vidura was on pilgrimage. It's more appropriate that comes later. But it's more appropriate that comes before the whole of the 10th canto. We're getting like a glimpse. Just like in the first canto, we get a glimpse of how much Kunti appreciates the residence of Vrindavan and how much Bhishma Dev represents the residence of Vrindavan. Just a little verse in each of their chapters. A little hint, then a little more, then a little more, while giving us a very clear understanding of the material energy, how the material energy works under the control of the Lord, and how we can understand the existence of and the quality of and the mercy of the Supreme Lord, even through the features of the material energy. Otherwise, it looks like information, which we're too much accustomed to, And it's not, that's not what the Bhagavatam is. It's not an encyclopedia of different kinds of information. It has information, but that's not, it's far different or far less than what the Bhagavatam actually is offering. Hare Krishna, that's the end of chapter 9 of Canto 2. Srimad Prabhupada ki jai.